Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Welcome to the $100 MBA Show. Whether you're a businesswoman, a businessman, or a businessman, we are here for you every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. Hope you enjoyed my little reference to Jay-Z there. Hey, I gotta change it up, guys, every time I gotta do these intros, right? Let's get into it. In today's episode, I'm gonna teach you 5 killer presentation secrets. These are great tips. These are things that are going to really, really improve any presentation you give. And this includes your videos on YouTube, your webinars, a podcast, a sales video, whatever you do to present, these tips are going to be a lifesaver. These are things I wish I knew when I first got started. These are things I've learned along the way that can really change the way you present, that can really up your game with some little tweaks. And they're really the differentiators between a pro and somebody who's just hacking it. So let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by The Art of Charm. The Art of Charm is a top podcast on iTunes. I'm talking about one of the best podcasts on all of iTunes, and that's because they really help you by bringing on experts to show you how to be a better listener, how to be a better thinker, a better negotiator, a better communicator. They just help you get better. And they've been doing this for over 10 years now. One of the oldest podcasts on iTunes. And it sure is one of the best. Hosted by Jordan Harbinger. You've heard him here on the show before. Check them out. You're on your phone. You're on your device already right now. Listening to this podcast. Go ahead and subscribe to Art of Charm. And thank me later. So today I'm going to be teaching 5 killer presentation secrets. These are things that you need to really take notes on. If you're driving right now, if you're doing something else, make sure you revisit this episode and jot down these notes and take a look at these notes every single time you're on video, you're on the mic, you're being interviewed, you're doing a sales video. Anytime you're presenting in front of a group, whether that's virtually or in person, these are going to save you. These are going to really make you look like a pro. All right, so let's get into killer tip number 1, energy. You have to present with energy. Now, many of us, we don't speak with energy because we think we have to be serious and we have to seem professional. And therefore, we sound very monotone and very boring. And the point here is if you don't have people's attention, you're really worthless. Whatever you say is not going to matter. They're not paying attention. So energy is very important. I mean, imagine I started the show sounding like this. Hey guys, this is the $100 MBA Show, and today I'm going to be teaching you how to save money on office supplies. Completely different from what we normally do, and that's because energy matters. Now, you don't have to scream out, hey-o, every single time you start a presentation, right? I actually recommend you don't. But the point here is that you have to be up. You have to be positive. You have to come in with energy because energy is contagious. And when you put out that kind of energy, people will feel that energy and they're going to feel better. They're automatically going to associate those better feelings or those good feelings with you. It's not only about the content, the words you deliver, the information. It's about how you deliver it. And this is something I had to learn the hard way. You know, I was a teacher for 13 years at the high school and university level. And I thought if I can give them the right information, they'll pass their tests and they'll be great. No, the delivery is just as important. You're an entertainer, you're a performer, just as much as you're a content producer. So energy. Tip number 2, speaking too quickly. And a lot of us confuse speaking quickly with energy. We think that we need to speak very quickly and so we can get the point across and so people can understand. And we think that's energy. But unfortunately, a lot of us speak too fast. And this is something I had to work on. You know, I'm a native New Yorker. And one of the things I had to learn as a teacher is to slow down. And I could speak with energy, but by slowing down, I know that I am communicating to everybody. You know, some people are okay with fast speakers, but there are many people that don't understand people that speak quickly. So make sure you slow down if you're a fast talker. You could speak slowly, but have energy. You see how I just did that? You can speak slowly, but have energy. Energy comes from an attitude, from inside, and speed has really nothing to do with it. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't speed up your speech sometime, but you can't be speaking fast or quickly the whole time. That's a huge no-no. In fact, you should speak fast sometimes. And that moves me to killer tip number 3, which is contrast. This is something I learned from Michael and Amy Port, the founders of Heroic Public Speaking, the best experts I know when it comes to public speaking. And they're really good at teaching contrast. Now, contrast means having some sort of difference in the way you speak, in the way you move, in the way you present, a contrast in your slides, whatever it is. The way we see things is through difference. You know, if there was like a little red sticker on a white wall, I only see the red sticker because it's on a white wall, the contrast. So when you're speaking, you can definitely contrast in your speed. So here's an example. It's very important that you use contrast because if you don't, you'll find yourself in trouble. You see how I change the speeds to get you engaged? I start off slow, I speed up, and then I slow down again. And you can mix it up with pauses to make sure that people get the information. See how I paused before I hit you with the most important information of that sentence? So contrast is so important. So use contrast in your speech. Even use it in your body language. You might be animated 1 second, but calm down and not move as much when you're trying to drill home up a point. One of the things that Michael Port taught me is that when I'm making a point is to land on it. And that means to stop after you make a very important point. So make sure you land on important points. All right, let's move on to killer tip number 4. Tangents are not your friend. Tangents are not cute. They're not fun. A lot of us think that it's a quirky thing when we go on a tangent and we go off topic for a bit and then we go back on to the topic. If the tangent has nothing to do with what you're trying to communicate, if it's not a story that augments your point, then it's a waste. And most people go on tangents because they didn't rehearse, because they didn't actually plan out what they're going to deliver when they're in front of an audience, whether it's on video or on a webinar or in an interview or whatever. Tangents really hurt you because I always say this. If you want to teach somebody something, it's not about just giving them the information. They need to understand the information, but they also have to retain it. They have to remember it. And a tangent is a memory killer because it takes them off track and they forget what you're talking about. So when you go back on track, it doesn't have the same effect when you just stay in one line of consciousness and stay in one line of information. Remember, you need to get to the point and you need to drill that point in a certain amount of time so people can remember it, so they can retain it. So you can say, oh, good point. Yes, I got to remember to do that. But if you throw a tangent in the middle, it won't have the same effect. It also shows that you're disorganized and you don't know how to deliver a message. So be careful of tangents. If it's not intentional, if it's not something that's going to add value to the actual thing you're communicating, to the point you're making, then cut it out. Train yourself to stop yourself from going on a tangent. I got one more killer tip when it comes to presentations, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, Braintree. You remember the first dollar you made. It's a sweet feeling. It's an amazing feeling. But now that you've made it, you're looking towards growing and making your billionth dollar. But have you found the right payments partner to grow with you? Braintree lets you accept every way to pay, from PayPal to Apple Pay to Bitcoin to everything in between. And it doesn't matter what currency your customers pay with, because Braintree allows you to accept over 130 different currencies. To learn more about how your company can grow with Braintree, visit BraintreePayments.com/MBA. Again, that's BraintreePayments.com/MBA. All right, let's summarize what we've learned so far and then deliver our final tip. Tip number 1, have energy. Present with energy. Tip number 2, don't confuse energy with speed. Don't speak too quickly throughout the whole presentation. Number 3, contrast. Have a contrast in your voice. Not only in your speed, but how soft you speak to how hard you speak. Contrast in your visuals. Contrast in your body language. Tip number 4, tangents are not your friend. And now, tip number 5. Probably one of the most important tips when it comes to presentations. And that's to have fun. You have to have fun. You have to be enjoying yourself. I know that you're nervous. I know that you're delivering something that means a lot to you, so you don't want to screw up. But you got to at least smile. You got to at least look like you're enjoying yourself and you're delivering something that you love. Why? Because again, it's contagious. If you're having fun, they're going to have fun. People want to be entertained. People want to feel good. Yes, they want to learn, but it doesn't mean it has to be boring. Use humor. If you like to laugh, you like jokes, add some jokes in there, some funny anecdotes, some references. Get interactive if you can with the crowd. Trust me, everybody who gets on stage gets at least a little bit nervous. But it doesn't stop them from having fun and realizing that, hey, the more fun I have, the better this is going to go. But the reason why having fun is really important is because sometimes things will go wrong. Sometimes you're going to mess up. Sometimes you're going to forget what you're supposed to say. Sometimes your slides are not going to work. Sometimes the technology is going to fail you. And you're going to have to roll with it. But when you're having fun, it's easier to roll with it. You could say, hey, it's okay. Let's just go off script. It's okay. Let's change things up. But when you don't have that mindset of having fun, you really get nervous. You really panic. Oh my gosh, my slides are not working. Oh, I need my slides. If I don't do this on my slides, it's over. No, it's not over. You know your thing. You know your stuff. You put this thing together. You rehearsed. Let's have fun with it. Let's try something new. Let's see if the crowd can guess what the next slide is. Whatever it is, have fun with it. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. I hope you loved it. If you did, let us know. Give us a shout out on social media. Tell your friends about the $100 MBA show. Spread the word. Let them know that you listen and just drop a link, 100mba.net/show. Thank you in advance for letting others know about the $100 MBA show and helping us grow our audience. Before I go, I want to leave you with this. Just like anything in life, it takes time to get good at something, to get great at something. And that includes presentation, that includes speaking, that includes being on video or camera, or just communicating your message with somebody one-on-one. The more you do, the more comfortable you're going to be, the more you're going to feel like this is something that you're enjoying. It may not be so enjoyable at the start, which I get, but get over that soreness, you know, that soreness that you have with exercise, you have it when you do new things like presentations. And once you do, you're going to feel great. You're going to feel like you're getting better, and you're going to feel like you have a really good shot at mastering this, at being better at it. And the funny thing is that, and this is probably the biggest secret of all, the bar is really low. Most people do not present very well. So even if you just get a little better at this, you're going to start to feel amazing because you're going to be a lot better than most people. So get excited about that and use these tips today and work on your presentation skills. All right, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.